side. Rest to the restless, freedom from fear, when things seem impossible.
It's now time for worship with the Family Circle of Souls Harbor. We invite you, your family, and your friends in this next hour to worship with Pastor Rick Libby and the Souls Harbor Singers as they lead you in the songs of the church and in the sharing of God's Word.
For all of the problems of life, the answer is Christ.
Good morning, friends. It is indeed a privilege today to welcome you to another Souls Harbor Worship Service. I'm Pastor Rick Libby, the senior pastor of the Souls Harbor Ministry. Today, I am excited about this service. In my praying and in my preparation for today's service, I just felt like the Holy Spirit of God gave witness to my spirit that He was going to use today's service to help some folk that were going through some very difficult situations, facing some very difficult challenges. Today, as we begin our service, I'm asking evangelist Jonathan Garlock to come and sing a great old song of the church that I believe you may know, so I encourage you to sing it along with him. This song starts us out on a very positive note. It simply reassures us today that there is victory in Jesus.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin, won the victory. Well, I got victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. Plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again, and He caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken body. And somehow Jesus came and wrought to me the victory. Well, I got victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. And I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. Some sweet day I'll sing up there my song of victory. Well, I got victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing. cleansing flood. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
The greatest victory that mankind can ever experience is the victory we experience when God conquers the sin of our lives. Everyone has a debt of sin. I know that can offend many people who may feel like that they have no sin in their lives. But the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Thankfully today, that sin can be dealt with. It can only be dealt with by one means. That's through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Because He was willing to go to a place called Golgotha's Hill, where He would lay down His life on an old rugged cross, the debt of sin that we owed is conquered, and we are set free. Thank God we are. Think about it. One moment of the grace of God changes the entire story of our lives. It takes away the past, the guilt, the shame, and all the sin that is there, and presents to us a brand new beginning. I know some may be asking today, but what if sin returns? Well, thankfully today, the grace of God is not a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Whenever sin crowds in against us, whenever the weakness of our flesh or the appetites of our flesh seem to grow in strength, there is more grace that comes from heaven to help us with every challenge of life. And again, we are able to conquer our opponent, the enemy of our soul, which is death through sin. Sin would destroy us if possible, but God has come to give us life. Today, all we've got to do is let the grace of God continue to work. For when we need more grace, He giveth more grace. Listen to this song that Ken and Annette McDonald are coming to sing. It's a song that's entitled, He Giveth More Grace. If you need more today, there's more for you to have even while they're singing this song.
He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction, He addeth His mercy. To multiply trials, His multiplied peace. His love has no limit, and His grace has no measure. His power has no boundary, known unto men. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus, He giveth and giveth and giveth again. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed, ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. limit, and His grace has no measure. His power has no boundary, known unto men. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus He giveth and giveth and giveth again. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus He giveth and giveth and giveth again.
Oh, my friend, today, if it wasn't for the ever-flowing grace of God upon our lives, it wouldn't be long before the difficulties of life would overwhelm us and consume us. It would be like living in a prison. And I don't think it would take too long for us to realize that we just cannot live this life without the grace of God. You see, when life becomes difficult and the challenges become great, when it feels like the storms are coming fast and furious against us, the grace of God causes the arms of God to be wrapped around us, where God holds us safe and sound, even in the midst of life's most difficult storms. Because of the grace of God, as Holly Warman comes to sing this next song, we find that we are sheltered in the arms of God. There is no safer place to be, no better place to be than in the arms of God. For there we are fully protected from all that life may throw against us. Be encouraged through the message of this song today that if you're in the arms of God, everything is going to be all right.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. High, the dark clouds rise, they won't shall harm me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me. For I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and not a bird shall harm me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
It's prayer time today, and I can't think of a better time in this service for us to go to God in prayer after we have been encouraged with the last few songs. You see, today I am well aware that I am talking to some folk that are facing some very difficult situations in your life. The circumstances are such that you don't know what you're going to do next. You've tried everything that you know to try, and nothing really seems to be helping. Nothing really seems to be working. What you need is a genuine miracle. Today, as we pause in this service to take your needs, your burdens, and your cares to God in prayer, I'm going to ask God, foremost of all, to wrap His arms around you. Speaking from my own personal experiences, when I have felt the arms of God wrapped around me, I just somehow knew everything was going to be all right. I didn't have a clear vision of what was about to happen. I didn't know what God was going to do next. I just knew that because I could feel His presence, everything was going to be okay. And so today, I'm asking God to do that for you, that wherever you are, regardless of whatever situation you may find yourself in, that above everything else that's happening around you, to you, and in you, that you will feel God's presence there with you. If you can feel His presence today, I believe you'll discover, just as I have discovered, that regardless of what happens next, God is there, He's protecting you, and He will keep you. Oh yes, His Word declares that He will keep us from falling. And so today I'm going to ask God to make His presence known so that your faith can be encouraged. Because if you can feel Him there, surely your faith is making a difference. Would you bow your heads and your hearts with me today? As I'm praying, you pray. And God will hear our prayer. He'll see our faith. And I believe He'll come to help us. Precious Heavenly Father, we do thank You today for hearing our cry. For surely today, as we pause in this service and we speak Your name, the name of Jesus, not only do You give Your attention to us, but You have already noted what we are going through. You know the burden of our lives. And so today, as I present this audience to You, I pray that they would begin to sense Your presence there where they are. For in Your presence, I believe strength will come, comfort will come, peace will come, because all of those seem to work whenever we can feel Your presence. So Lord, though we are asking for You to grant miracles on their behalf and do for each viewing audience member what they have need of, I pray that the greatest need of their life, the need of feeling Your presence, will be met. And then, Lord, as they are experiencing Your presence, do these other things on their behalf, I ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
beginning of time, He was the Creator. And into existence He spoke the heavenly blue. Just drifting along, then I have good news. If He hung the moon, I know He will help you. And if He holds the sparrow in flight, He'll hold you. In the beginning of time, You were on His mind when He hung the moon. Now you may feel like the world lays hard on your shoulders, and even your clothes
I sincerely doubt today that the finite mind of man will ever be able to fully comprehend the infinite power of God. When we look to the Word of God, we discover in Genesis chapter 1 that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. What that means is that before anything was, God was. And because God was, everything became. In other words, He created all that we see today, all that we enjoy. The sun, the moon, the stars, this earth, all that is on the earth was all created by His infinite power. There were times when He just spoke the word and things came to be. There were other times when He touched it with His hand And wherever he touched things with his hand, those things came to life. Oh, the beauty that God created. Until that day in Genesis chapter 3 when the devil showed up and introduced us to everything that God never intended to be. You see, he introduced what it was to sin against God, and because of that sin, we would experience pain and suffering, toil and turmoil. We would experience death. What a terrible thing death is. None of us gets out of this alive. We have an eternal soul, but in order for that eternal soul to enjoy eternity, this corruptible body has to put on incorruption. This mortal body has to put on immortality. That can only happen when death opens the doorway and we step across to eternity's side. There's a story in the Word of God that I dearly love to read. It's the story of Jesus and his good friend Lazarus. Oh, I know you already are aware of the story. Maybe you've heard it too many times already. But I want to encourage you to listen to it one more time. Because in this story, we have something that will build our faith for all the troubles and trials of life that we will go through. The devil would come along and say it's too late for God to do anything. But in this song that Beth Grimmel is coming to sing, you'll find out it's never too late. Jesus had said, "This sickness is not unto death." But then Lazarus died. Listen to what happened as Beth comes to sing, 4 days late.
News came to Jesus, "Please come fast. Lazarus is sick. Without your help, he will not last." Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come. They wondered why. The death watch was over. Buried 4 days. Somebody said, "He'll soon be here. The Lord's on his way." And Martha ran to him, and then she cried, "Lord, if you'd been here, you could have healed him. He'd still be alive. You're 4 days late. The hope is gone. Lord, we don't understand why you waited so long. His way is God's way, not yours or mine. And isn't it great? He's 4 days late, he's still on time." Jesus said, "Martha, show me the grave." But she said, "Lord, you don't understand. He's been there 4 days. The gravestone was rolled back. Jesus cried, Lazarus, come forth." Then somebody said, "He's alive, he's alive." You may be fighting a battle of fear. You've cried to the Lord, "Need you now," and he has not appeared. Friend, don't be discouraged, for he's still the same.
He's still on time.
He's still on time.
My God is great. When He's 4 days late, He's still on time.
Throughout today's service, we have been trying to encourage you to put your faith and trust in God. In every song, you have heard a message that God is able to help you. There are times in our lives when God goes before us. He does things ahead of where we are going. And then there are times when it seems like we have to stop and wait for God to do those things that we desire Him to do. Even when it seems like it might be too late, we discover it's never too late for God. You see, today God knows exactly what He's doing. All we're required to do is to put our faith and trust in Him, and if we'll do that, following wherever God leads us, God will bring those things to our lives that we are needing. Today, we're trusting that He is going to do that for this ministry. The ministry of Souls Harbor can only exist through the free will offerings of you, the viewer. We are trusting that God will call upon some friends today, speaking to their heart to help us with a gift. Through your giving, through your generosity, we can present another week's service. So today, if you would, please listen to that still small voice that may be speaking to you. Let God speak to your heart to help you to know what He would have you to give. That way, next Lord's Day, next Sunday morning, we'll be able to return and to present another Souls Harbor worship service to you. This is the only way that we have done it throughout our entire history. So today, we're asking you to please, let's just keep it going this way. Let's trust God to meet every need that this ministry has, and through the giving of folks just like you, those needs will be met. I know God can make money fall out of heaven, but in all of my life, I've never seen Him do that. Yet, I can tell you that there have been more times than I could count when God has spoken to a heart here, maybe a heart there. But when God speaks and people obey His voice, the needs that God wants met will be met. We're trusting for God to perform a wonderful financial miracle on behalf of this ministry so that we can take care of every expense. It'll take you helping God to do that. So today, would you please be willing to do whatever God lays upon your heart? I want to give you our contact information, then you can get in touch with us and let us know just what God is asking you to do. In the U.S., you would write to Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 275, Corinth, Maine, 04427. To make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our U.S. office at 207-285-3131. And then in the U.S., you can also make a contribution online. Just go to our website, www.soulsharbor.tv. If you'll click on the donate button at the bottom of the homepage, you'll be able to get a contribution directly to us. For our friends in Canada, please write to our Canadian office at Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 611, Centerville, New Brunswick, E7K3H5. In Canada, to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our Canadian office at 506-276-3551. Thank you so much for everything that you are going to do to help this ministry to continue on. We appreciate it so very much. I know God appreciates it. He shows his appreciation by returning a blessing upon the lives of those who have helped to support this ministry for all these years that we have been here. We thank you so much. We are praying for you that God's richest blessings would be poured out upon you. I know I have talked way too much in this service today, and I'm already crowding the preaching time a little bit. But just before I share something from the Word of God, I'm asking Golden Harmony to come today to ask you a very important question. Your answer to this question could very well foretell of the future for your life. Do you want to be well? This question is applied to more than just the physical needs of our body. It's also speaking of the emotional needs that men and women have. Most importantly, it's asking the question about your spiritual situation. Are you healthy? Are you well spiritually? Now that's something we need to give some thought to. Listen to the message of this song, and then we'll come back to share something from the Word of God in just a moment or two. Listen to Golden Harmony as they come to share, "Do You Want to Be Well?"
Cried so long, he ran out of tears, just a worn out man, looking for a healing hand. Then one day his chance came along, a healing man who could make him strong, and he caught his eye. But his question took him by surprise. Do you wanna be well? Really wanna be well? Are you willing to take up your mat and help yourself? Do you wanna be free? Really wanna be free? If you wanna be healed and whole, you gotta wanna be well. Ever try to fix yourself, and every time you got up you fell, and you wallow there, drowning in your own despair. Have you gotten used to the chains? Are you so attached to the pain you're afraid to part? Then ask the man for a brand new heart. Do you want to be well? Really want to be well? Are you willing to take up your mat and help yourself? Do you want to be free? Really want to be free? If you want to be healed and whole, you gotta want to be well. A better life waiting just for you. Endless hope and grace is inside, but you gotta wanna be well, really wanna be well. Are you willing to take up your mat and help yourself? Do wanna be free, really wanna be free. If you wanna be healed and whole, you gotta wanna be well. If you wanna be healed and whole, you gotta wanna be well.
Well, can you answer that question today? Do you want to be well? Well speaks of health. Do you want to be healthy? When you consider what it means to be healthy, essentially what we're asking you is, do you want to be whole? There are some people with physical infirmities today that are healthier than some who have no physical infirmities. There are times when the body may not be healthy, but the mind and the spirit are. Well, what I've come today to ask you is this. Do you want the hand of God to touch you, to make you whole? Today I believe that He can touch our bodies, I believe He can touch our minds, and I believe He can touch our spirit. It is the body, mind, and spirit that God wants to work in and work through. Not just one area, but the complete, the whole man. You as an individual are incomplete if there is a part of you that is suffering and yet there is no help. There may not be any help as far as this world is concerned, but there is always help when you consider what the Lord can do. One touch from the hand of Jesus makes all the difference in the world. Even if it is a hurt, a wound that was created many, many years ago, that nothing seems to soothe the pain of it, yet one touch from His hand is all that it takes. I know time is of the essence today, that I've already ministered too much in other parts of the service, so I don't have a great deal of time for the message today. But I do want to take time to read a passage of Scripture and plant a seed of thought in your mind so that when this service reaches a conclusion, God can continue to nurture that seed until it blossoms in your life and you can receive the kind of help you need from God. In the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 2, it says this. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then, first after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole. Look at what Jesus is saying to this man who has been crippled for 38 years. For 38 years he has laid beside this pool waiting for the angel to come and trouble the water. For 38 years someone always seems to have gotten ahead of him just enough to receive a miracle that has left him suffering longer with his disease. I've always been intrigued by this passage of Scripture. I've always wondered why that man didn't get close enough to the water so that the moment those waters became troubled, all he had to do was roll into the pool. Now, I know that there are a lot of things that we'll never know the answer of, But in what Jesus says to this man, it makes me to wonder if he wanted to be well as much as he may have wanted people to think he did. In my lifetime, in my career of ministry, I've come across a number of people that seem to have what I have come to call a spirit of infirmity. They lived to not be well. They lived with something always attacking them. they never could seem to be completely delivered of all that they were suffering from. It was almost as if their sickness had become their badge of honor. It was what drew the attention of people around them. And because of that, they were happy. They were content because people were tending to them. This man in the Gospel of John depended on people to pick him up in the morning, take him to Bethesda, lay him by the pool, at the end of the day, pick him up, carry him home, only to have to do it again the very next day. He had to depend upon the compassion of others to take care of him. One might imagine that he had to depend upon them for donations of food, of clothing, maybe even to provide a roof over his head. I understand that a man can get to where he is so used to that, he's afraid to live without it. He has become so dependent upon the grace, the mercy, and compassion of others that he no longer is able to get on his own feet because he's afraid that he won't be able to stand on his own feet. That's why Jesus comes along to this man and asks him what might seem to be a ridiculous question. But Jesus sensed something in this man that perhaps others didn't sense. He says to the man, "Will you be made whole? Do you want to be made complete?" I believe that Jesus was speaking more than to just his physical infirmity. I believe it may have started as a physical problem, but grew into an emotional problem that eventually turns into a spiritual problem. Oh, if I had the time today, I can't broach this subject because I'm apt to create some misunderstanding. But even in the house of God, there are some folk who are sick. They are palsied. They are infirmed because they're content to live below their privilege. As God's children, we have the right to go to God and ask Him for His help. We ought to be the ones that believe that God can deliver us from all the diseases of our life. Yet we hesitate to ask God to do it. We hesitate to lean upon the Lord for His help so that we can stand on our feet once again. And the reasons for that may be varied, but the question I've come to ask you today is not to figure out where the healing may take you, not for you to determine what's going to happen after God delivers the miracle, but I want to simply ask you, do you really, really want to be made whole? I believe there's healing for whatever may have happened. And please, this is going to get me in trouble for sure. Please don't do what this man did. He first gives an excuse. There are a lot of people that are living on their excuse. Oh, but if you knew this and if you knew that, I can't because of this and I can't because of that. If I only, if I could. Oh, we're quick to come up with excuses. I like what my father used to say about excuses. He used to say they are the skin of a reason stuffed with a lie. Go ahead and use that if you want to. But first of all, see if it doesn't apply to your own life. Are you quick to make excuses so that you can allow for the infirmity of your life to continue? Or are you quick to say, yes, I want to be whole. I may not know what that means for me tomorrow. I may not know what it will do for my life if God completely heals me of this thing that has attached itself to me. But I'm willing to take the chance. I'm willing to step into the future with deliverance to see what God will do for me next because He has healed me of this infirmity that has crippled me for my life. Well, there are a lot of people today carrying heavy, heavy baggage. Maybe it's something that happened to you when you were a child. Maybe it happened to you as an adolescent or a young person, and now you're well beyond those years, yet you're still carrying the weight of what took place. Those things have crippled you in so many ways, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually as well. Jesus has come along through this service today to ask you, do you want to be well? Do you want to be whole? Let me pray for you before we leave today. Heavenly Father, for every person that answers that question in the affirmative, for those that say, yes, I want to be made well, come to them today, I pray. Lay your hand upon them. Speak life into their lives that, Lord, they might be able to live free from this infirmity that has gripped them. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
The crowd was great, but she knew she had to reach him, for it was her last hope of ever. Oh, there's a miracle.
I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep or the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. Oh,